Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're celebrating our 19th anniversary of Small Business Advocate Show. Just a little bit extra obnoxious this week than most weeks. We're already pretty obnoxious other weeks, but this is a little bit more because we're celebrating our milestones. And Arkichan Kute is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, co-author of Built on Trust, one of my marketplace Bibles that I keep handy all the time, and have encouraged you over the years to follow the tenets of his book, which is to build your organization on trust. Arky, thanks again for being here. Learningcenter.net is the website, folks. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll get smarter when you do. Arky, wrap it up for us. What do we need to know? Send us off into the rest of the year with a good trust thought.
Well, okay, so building trust quickly, I think it's a leadership initiative. It's a best business practice. It starts with closing every interaction, eliminating pretended commitments, no yeses when the real answer is maybe, get that innovation discussion going, start it as a leader. Then I think it's important a couple more things for the leadership to create some trust principles that are general and that they are going to follow first. They're going to deliver this to the client first and also to the rest of the employees. I think it's important that when there is a disagreement, a them versus us situation, that you clarify your own participation first, how you are participating in the problem. Omission or commission, make that adjustment, then begin the conversation with your first leadership team, and then, if appropriate, the rest of your organization. I think if you do those things and you do them with your clients, you'll find that not only do you build trust quickly, make promises and deliver on them, not only that, but that it will serve in the long term. For whatever reason, people have a positive experience, whether they identify why or not, they'll be back. They will be back for more of that.
There's no question about that, because folks, this is primal. This thing that he just said is primal. It's part of our analog being.
Yes.
Because analog by definition means not completely defined. You know, digital has all right angles, right? It's either ones or zeros. It's all what right angles. Analog is not like that. Analog is more of a wave. It's more of a cloud. It's more of a way of being. And so the order in analog, in our as analog beings, the order that we have to create that. Because somebody's creating a digital program, they can set it up and you know, as long as it's got power, it's going to work like that forever. Analog's not like that.
Yes, I agree. And remember, you're an emotional being, meaning that when you invest in a cycle, when you invest in something, and you don't get an answer, you know, that's crisp and clear, that or at least that has a timeline to it, you're going to start wondering, and if that's something that's important to you, that's going to turn into worry.
Yep.
Worry is not a necessary ingredient for best business practices. Of course, when you have it, it's a clue. Get communicating. That means something is not close.
Well, if you think about it, Arky, every CEO, when every decision they make, every interaction they have, every new thing that they bring into their lives.
Yeah.
Is with a hope that it's going to minimize worry.
Yes, that's right. And the whole market, even our stock market, does not like uncertainty. It does not like you can't predict everything, but you can make your world as closed as possible with this new innovation and this new unknown market ahead of you. At least keep it stable among you, your workforce, you, and your clients. The extent you can do that, that's the extent you can build trust, and that's the extent to which you can build.
Do you like saying to someone, maybe especially someone you don't know very well yet, just say, look, I'm going to take care of this. You can count on me because I don't want you to worry about it.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. And then give them a specific time.
Of course, then you got to do it. But my point is, but actually say, don't leave it out there for them to figure out on their own. Tell them, I don't want you to worry about this.
And that's a magic word, that worry. That's something that's very important. Communicate.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, Archie, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Thanks for all the great years of supporting us.
You're welcome, Jim, so much. Really appreciated it and enjoyed everything.
Archie Chakute, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.